In 1979, Arthur McDuffie, a black man, was riding his motorcycle in Miami when police chased him, knocked him off his bike, and beat him to death, crushing his head with billy clubs and flashlights. During the trial that followed, all the police were found not guilty. The black community launched a massive rebellion that rocked Miami and sent shockwaves throughout the country. Hakeem Al-Jameel, then a prisoner at Leavenworth, wrote this poem about the incident. The poem is called "Who Killed McDuffie? A Definitive Question" by Hakeem Al-Jameel. We've taken some poetic license, added some context that some of us might find relevant.
His brain was bashed, cranium crashed, skull fractured, broken, all the way around. But they said those who beat him didn't kill him, so who killed McDuffie?
Maybe it was the same ones who didn't kill Anthony Griffin, Osmond Fletcher, Leslie Presley, Jose Carlos Garcia, Yvonne LaFrance, Paul McKinnon, Jorge Chavara, Marcellus Francois, Trevor Kelly, Yvonne Asselin, and countless others, when they must have tripped or their fingers slipped. Maybe it was the same ones who didn't kill Richard Barnaby, Paolo Romanelli, Nelson Herro, and Daniel Belair, Michel Mathurin, and a few thousand others. Perhaps it was those who didn't kill Lumumba, Shea, Amilcar, Biko, Fanon, Mondlane, Marighella, Cordero, and quite a few thousand others.
Do you suppose it may have been those who didn't kill the Indians and Mexicans, who didn't steal the land and claim that they discovered it, who didn't steal African peoples halfway across the planet, who didn't loot our customs, cultures, religions, languages, labor, and land, who didn't bomb the Japanese, the Vietnamese, Serbia, the Afghanis, and the Iraqis, too?
Do you think it might have been those who didn't kill at Attica, Watts, D.C., Saskpen, B.C. Penn, Millhaven, K.P., Archambault, and P4W? At a Laval driveway, who didn't beat Richard Barnaby until his brain liquefied? Ask them and they'll tell you what they didn't do, but they can't tell you who killed McDuffie.
Maybe it was one of those seizures, unexplainable, where he beat himself to death.
It wouldn't be unusual. Our history is full of cases where we attack nightsticks and flashlights with our heads, choke billy clubs with our throats till we die, jump in front of bullets with our backs, get a bullet in our head by unknowingly cocked guns and double-action revolvers, throw ourselves into rivers with our hands and feet bound, and hang ourselves in trees and in prison cells by magic. So it shouldn't be a mystery that nobody killed McDuffie. He just died the way so many of us do, of a disease nobody makes a claim to. The police say they didn't do it. The mayor says he didn't do it. The judges say they didn't do it. The prison guards say they didn't do it. Chrétien and Bouchard say they didn't do it. The FBI, CIA, CSIS, MUC, SQ, and military establishments say they didn't do it. Hydro-Quebec and Bombardier say they didn't do it. The Klan and Nazis say they didn't do it. I know I didn't do it. That don't leave anybody but you. And if you say you didn't do it, we're back to where we started, looking for nobody who killed McDuffie. You remember nobody, don't you?
Like with de facto segregation, where they said the schools were segregated, but nobody did it on purpose? Like when they said there's been job discrimination for years, but nobody did it intentionally? That's the nobody we're looking for. The one with the motives to kill McDuffie. And you see, we must find this nobody who slew McDuffie, because the next person nobody will beat, stomp, hang, or shoot to death won't be McDuffie, it'll be someone close to you.
So for your own safety, you should know the pedigree of who killed McDuffie. You should know the reason of who killed McDuffie. You should remember all those forgotten who died of a disease nobody makes a claim to, so we won't be here asking,
who killed you?